Shalom uvrach be'ezah Hashem. Continue. Dear Shomishman Simin Yud Sif Yud Aleph. Shir number 31. It's Chazayin Adar Beis Tavshin Pei Beis. March 30th, 2022. We're discussing here Hichos Tzitzis at the end of Simin Yud. Mechaber tells us Sudur Shenoistin Al Atzavar. A Sudur.
Which person?
Simin Yud. Page 36 in the issue. I don't know if it's the same page.
Yud Yud Aleph.
Yud Yud Aleph. Sudur Shenois Nalat Tzaver B'Malchus Eretz Yisrael Shenikra B'Arvi Shid. You have this type of kerchief, a sheet you put on your head in these Western countries. They called it a sheed. V'chein Abuka Shenois Nalat B'Sfarad Al Kesveim. So too this buka, which will discuss what that is. They put on their over the shoulder, dragged down on their shoulders from their head. It's peturim. It's exempt. It's pater from tzitzis. It's peturim. Okay. Says the Mishnah here in Sifkat Lamed Dal on the same page. It's peturim. Avshe yamachzik oyso hachaticha ka'amo ayamasayim. So the Mishmur is saying like this, even though the size, it's in the same, next page. It's the first, there it is, right there, Yud Aleph. In the Mishmur, Sifkat Lamed Daled. It's the same size that would give the requirements to put on strings, the tzitzis. Af shoyim masik o yisoy achaticha ka'amo ayam asayim. An amo or two, amos. V'yesh kedei lechasois roishoy v'ruboy shel katan. And you have enough material lechasa is to cover roishoy v'rubay shel katan, the head and the majority of a 9-year-old boy, which therefore we're saying that garment requires tzitzis. Afilo achi it's peturim. So the question I ask you, why is it pater from a tzitzis? And if you look at the next words, you're left with a little wanting for more. And he says, I'm Be'er Halacha. So look at the Be'er Halacha. So, one of the main reasons that the Be'er Halacha discusses is that these garments that we're discussing here in Sif Yud Aleph, it's not really a malbush for the guf. It's not really a garment for the body. It's not really a garment for the body. That's what he says over here in the Be'er Halacha. It says that the pasuk says ashitechasibah, that which you cover yourself with. These things go on the head, is coming dripping down from the head down to your shoulders. It has to be ashitechasibah. That's what the Be'er Halacha says. This is one of the reasons which he gives. Now he does say also, in regards to let's say like a shawl. This question came up a few days ago. Now, first of all, if it's a shawl women wear, there's no question it doesn't have to put on tzitzis because it's a mitzvah seti shazman grom. It's a time-bound mitzvah. But if it's a garment that the man would wear that has four corners on it, so the Be'er Halacha actually says, you know what you should be doing? It's best Yirei Shemayim Yasa Keren Achas Agula. A God-fearing Jew should make one of these corners round. Oh. Round out one of the corners. And that's going to be like a mahalach we're going to be seeing today as well in the other cases, where round out a corner and take it out from what's called a four-corner garment. If it's not a four-corner garment, then you don't have to put on tzitzis on it. We go now, continue to Sif Yud Beis. Malbushim shebe Mitzrayim, hainikroim guchosh, and I apologize for my pronunciation of these words here. The garments in Mitzrayim that are called a guchosh, v'chein mintinji, v'dulaminish, v'kaptinish, upidinish. Okay, like I said. Sheba Torgama, like in Turkey. Afal pi sheyesh lehem dal kinafim, even though they have four corners on these garments, which I'll let you pronounce them now, are peturim. They are exempt. They're potter from tzitzis. They are potter from tzitzis. Okay, good. Hagad, the Rama says, what din? So to malbushim shel galilois b'nei Ashkenaz v'Sfarad. Garments that are in the places of the Ashkenazic places, Germany and Sfarad and Spain and its Sfaradi places, hoyil v'ein kan feim asuim shiyu shnayim lefneim shnayim lachareim chuvanim zu keneged zu peturim. So this Rama says, since it's a four-cornered garment, but it's not a four-cornered garment that is made with the four corners symmetrical. It's asymmetrical. You have two corners in the front, lower down, two corners in the back, higher up. So the Rama is educating us now, and the Rama is telling us, well, if it's not symmetrical, if the two corners are not corresponding in the same height to the front and the back of each other, then that's another exemption. It's a chiddush to me. I'll even tell you why it's more of a chiddush. What did you put on this morning? You put on your talus this morning, right? They weren't symmetrical, right? You had the two in the front that went down to your waist over here, and two in the back that went lower down,
yeah,
by maybe until your knees, right?
But now, did I mean symmetrical when it just spread out on the table? You would think that's what they're meaning.
I don't know.
As everybody wears it a little.
I know, but as we'll see the words inside, I think he's going to get into the Mishnah Brura that when it's being worn. In other words, like this, it's a beged for Levisha. It's a beged to be worn. If what you're saying is that when it's on a table, it's one thing, it could be an answer. But I think we're going to see, we're referring to here, the garment that's being worn. Because the mitzvah of the tzitzis is to wear it. As opposed to, I'll give you an example. There's a mitzvah to write a Sefer Torah. It's a mitzvah to write a Sefer Torah. In and of itself, it's a mitzvah ksiv a Sefer Torah. There's a separate mitzvah of learning the Torah. That's Talmud Torah. Is there a mitzvah to make tzitzis? Or is a mitzvah to wear tzitzis? To wear it. Right? So, yeah, so the question is, how do you wear it now? You hear the difference, right? Okay, fine. So we'll see that inside. That was more of an introduction to Sif Yud Beis. So let's take a look at the Mishnah here in Sif Katan Lamed Hei, three lines down in the Mishnah Berurah. So he told us these different types of garments, even though sheyesh lahem dal kanafim peturim, even though they have four corners of potter. So he brings a Beis Yosef. He says, look in the Beis Yosef for the reason. Hatam ayin Beis Yosef. That's Lamed Hei. Look at the Beis Yosef for the reason why it's potter. Now he's going to bring the Beis Yosef here in Sifkat Lamed Vav. V'idihineh Beis Yosef Kasa, the Beis Yosef writes, the yesh ledachtik b'mabushim shalonu. We have to understand our garments, sheyesh lahem shtei k'nofois samach letzavar, u'shtei k'nofois samach le'aretz. You have two corners near the neck, and two corners near the ground. Lama imatil b'em tzitzis. You hear the question?
No, could you say again?
Yes, of course. The question is, you have two corners higher up and two corners lower down. Right? That's basically what we asked earlier, right?
Yeah.
So he asked the question, why don't you have to put tzitzis on such a garment like this?
Mm.
That is the question. I'm going to show you an example of Here they have a jacket. It's a jacket like we wear, or like a shirt maybe. And instead of, and the top you have two corners,
right,
by the top part, like the button by the neck, and the bottom part, another two corners. Okay, two corners at the top, two corners at the bottom. Another case we're going to see is this type of jacket. In the bottom part of the jacket, you have two corners. And the back top part, like, you know, this looks like a sailor's, you know, the back part of the sailor's outfit, you know, I don't know what the purpose of that is, but that two corners in the back end over there. Okay? So he wants to know. I have a four-corner garment. This is the Beis Yosef talking, right? Then they have Beis Yosef Kasaf, Yesh Ledakdek. Bimabushim Shalanu. He says, our garments. Sifkat Lamed Vav. She Yesh Lehem Shtei Knofo is Samach Letzavar. You have two corners near the neck, like we just saw in the picture. Yeah. Ushtei Knofo is Samach Lars, and two corners near the ground. Lome Ein Matil Ben Tzitzis. Why is it that you don't put tzitzis on them? The tirutz al zeh kama tirutzim. And he has many answers. However, v'docho oyisam adarchi Moshe. The adarchi Moshe doesn't like those answers. He doesn't think they're correct. V'omar hu tamal aminuk. And he says, I'll explain to you what I believe is the reason as to why we do not put tzitzis on these four-corner garments. That's what we're focusing on. What is the reason we do not put tzitzis on the four-corner garment? It's a four-corner garment, so why don't put tzitzis on it? So he says like this, Demi'achet de mitzvah tzitzis, Noach, this is what we're referring to here now. Demi'achet de mitzvah tzitzis hu lechadchilo, she'yachzir shtayim lefanov, u'shtayim le'acharov. Since the mitzvah tzitzis is to put two in the front and two in the back, u'ma'abushim shalonu heim kola arba k'nofois lefanov. And the garments that we're talking about here is all four corners are in the front. V'i'efshu lehalbishim b'inachar, you can't wear it in any other way. Ein chayav mitzitzis. So therefore, you're not chayav mitzitzis. That's the first case we said over here. In this picture, when you have two corners in the front, just think by it if you're listening to the audio. Think of like by your collar, by your shirt collar, there's no collar and it's corners. And then two corners at the end of the jacket or shirt and the bottom. But they're all on the same side. The Mishnah Berurah is teaching us here and saying that by tzitzis, the mitzvah of tzitzis, is to have two in the front and two in the back. And he ends off here, Hoyul. Therefore, ein chayavim mitzitzis zemashikosim. That's what it says. Hoyul ve'ein kanfei masuyim. That's what the Rambam says. Hoyul ve'ein kanfei masuyim shiyu shnayim lefneim ushnayim lachareim uchavan mezu keneged zu. Therefore, it's pturim. Now you have to learn the sugya properly because until this, you would say, well, the pasuk says you need a four corner garment. It's a four corner garment. That's what you put on tzitzis. So now we're clarifying that it's not just a four-corner garment that you need to put on tzitzis. It's a four-corner garment that has two corners in the front and two corners in the back. Otherwise, it's not called a four-corner garment that you have to put tzitzis on it. Umalbush, now we have another example of a case. Umalbush according to rock. It's a coat. Okay? And in this coat, you have two in the front, two corners in the front, and two corners in the back. So you say, okay, you know what? Put on tzitzis. It's a four-corner garment.
Right.
You have this piece of a squared garment on the top. And it's resting on your by the shoulders in the back. By the collar. You ready for this now? It's a four-corner garment. Do you have to put on tzitzis on it? And he says, poshut. There's no shayla that it's pater. Poshut. It's obvious. There's no question that it's exempt from tzitzis. So it seems like the Olam here is wondering, why is that so poshut? Sharei letzad ma'ila ein like knofes rak knofes akalanu munochen like tzas me'achirav ve'ein ze kronois hoyol ve'ein ashnei kronois shemi achrav uchvonois neged aknofes shelofonov ad kan moshen daki moshe. So the daki moshe says, "Yeah, this is yours. We got it ready for you." Okay, so the Daki Moshe says that since they're not symmetrical, like we said earlier, so even though you have four corners, and he's taking care of the Beis Reis's problem, Beis Reis says, well, why not? You have four corners. So the Daki Moshe said, because you don't have two in the front, two in the back. So now in this case, you do have two in the front and two in the back. You do have two in the front and two in the back. But, you know what you don't have? They're not in the same height. The four corners, the two in the front, are lower down, and two in the back are higher up. So that itself creates what? It's an asymmetrical situation, and therefore you're potter.
I see.
Now that doesn't mean to say, as Noach was saying earlier, that like if your tzitzis move here and there, all of a sudden you go from being obligated to where the tzitzis not being obligated. That's not what we're saying. But originally it has to be symmetrical. If we're saying it's stationary in the back of this jacket, this design with two corners in the back higher up and two corners all the way in the bottom of the jacket and on the front, that's why you're potter. Okay. Let's see further. So what do we do? Let's understand what's going on here right now. We started out in Sif Yud Beis with the different examples of garments that have four corners. They're four-corner garments, and we say they are exempt from tzitzis. So we had one approach that the Beis Yosef was saying, well, you know why it's exempt? Because everything's on the same side. The Ramah says, even if it's not on the same side, but it's on the same height, it's still exempt. Okay, the Ramah didn't like, the Daki Moshe didn't like the Beis Yosef's answers, and now we're going to see the Mishnah, we're going to say that if you look in the Prima Gadim, which Ramah Moshe finds he knew by heart, you look in the Prima Gadim, and he'll have Kehalav Kashas and Daki Moshe. Well, Daki Moshe's Pshat is not so correct. And that's what he says now. The cost of marking from Yan Shalach Azurei Fefes Bidei Goinim. This halach was already not so clear already by the time that Goinim. V'leimatzu Tam Nochin. And they couldn't find a good reason. Why is it? You're getting nervous now, right? Well, look at the front of your it's round.
Oh, is that why I was just remembering?
Well, they didn't make a round the front of your jacket because they wanted to make sure that this is not a Jewish company. I'm saying that's just a style. But if that's exactly what you're doing, it's good. Someone, just for those on the audio, someone at the shiur just looking at his jacket. He's looking to see how come I don't have tzitzis on my corner. On my jacket. But you see, this is round. This is a round corner. You have the front of your jacket's round.
Oh, it's not.
The back of it. The back of it is I can't pull it off right now.
What if the front was square?
So if the front is square, is exactly what we're talking about right now. If the front was square, and we know the back part is square, right? This is a corner over here,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. That would be
that would be a scenario of having to put tzitzis on your jacket.
And you answered the question about maybe you brought up the poncho the other day, you know, but that with the poncho is also
right.
It's not square. That's the reason we're not chayav to wear. If we wore a poncho, we wouldn't have to wear it, right? The same reason.
If the poncho is
it's not really. It's four corners, but it's not. It's round, I think.
If it's round, it's round.
But if it's not.
But the whole question was only if the poncho is squared. If right. The poncho is squared, you might have to put on tzitzis on it.
Wow.
Yeah. Fine. So back inside here.
Yeah, great. So quick question.
Yes. So once again, Ya'an Sha'alach Azurei Feves B'dei Ha'goinim V'lo Yimotzu Tam Nochin Ki Gam Al Tam Adaki Moshe Yisafak M'Karpe. He says, even according to the Daki Moshe, which is the Ramah, we are, by the way, at the end of number 12. And we are in the number 36 in the wide lines. So he says, there's a lot to ask on the Daki Moshe. Ki Moshe calls the Prima Godim, like the Prima Godim himself asks on the Daki Moshe. There we go, back to our old answer. A Yirei Shemayim should make sure, a God-fearing Jew should make sure, make one of those four corners, make them round. Round it off. Because why? Because This is the issue here. We have a halacha that says you don't need tzitzis. So if someone comes to the Rav and says to the Rav, okay, so what's the reason why you don't need tzitzis? And he goes through a whole list of reasons. We can't find the best reason. But we know the starting point is that you don't need tzitzis on these garments. So what should you do? You should make it in a way that halachically does not require tzitzis. Make it round. That's what you should do. That's what you should do. Even worse so nowadays, says you have these new garments that they make open in the back, what we call a frack, a long rabbinic coat. If you look online, it's like what Rapinchas is wearing in the picture. Okay? So, I like that semach, right? Okay, so he says, "Umatzehu kama pamin shiruba pesuach," and the majority of it, many times, the back is open. The back split is going all the way down.
Yeah.
So what's the point of that? Therefore, you say it's chayv and tzitzis now, but you don't put tzitzis on. You don't see anybody putting tzitzis on that. I saw one time, but that was an exception to the rule. But you don't see it, right? You don't see it. So the feed divya adaki moish chayv with tzitzis. According to adaki moish, chayv and tzitzis. Why? I have two corners in the front, two corners in the back. They are symmetrical, so she put on tzitzis. Sharei shtei knovas shalachar muchavanis kineged shtei knovas shalachar v'fanov. Al kein haroitz liftoratzma. Therefore, one who wants to exempt himself mechuyev. Come back to the same Eitzah, make one of those corners round. And like we said in the past, you'll notice on the Kapata, in the long jacket, that one corner is rounded. Once it's around the corner, so therefore you only have three corners. Three corners, you're exempt from tzitzis. It's even better. Make two more corners round. So that it should be what? Back rak bas sholosh. It should only be three corners. So what did you do? You made one corner round. He says, make two more corners round. Why do you want to do that?
Yeah.
Wait. It's a new style.
One's enough.
Should be enough. Ki ato hu bas shisha. Okay. And the reason is, we know why? Because he's talking about a beged that maybe might have six corners. So you make one corner round, you might not be dealing with the issue. But you make three corners round, three minus six, take away three from six, is what is three? So a three-corner garment is not chayv and tzitzis. Now where do you have six corners on this long robe, this kapata? So you have, let's do the counting now. One, two in the front and the bottom. Okay, move a little more to the middle so you don't blow. Yeah. Then you have two more in the back in the same height. Okay. Then you have five and six by the lapel.
Wow.
Okay, five and six by the lapel.
That's amazing.
So that's why he's saying don't just make one corner round.
Right.
Because that we're discussing the bottom part. But if you look at it from a five and six to the top also, so make two more round. Okay, the label is fine. Good.
Didn't we say you don't have to put tzitzis?
Six corner garment, we said you do have to put tzitzis. That was previously, we learned. If it's
at least four. Now, right?
It has to have at least four.
Which, once it has four, then it has nine.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's where you take off three.
Okay, fine. Sif katan lamed zayin. So the Ramah told us that you have to have in order to be obligated in tzitzis, two in the front and two symmetrically in the same height in the back. Number 37 on the bottom. Mizeh loshein, from this language. Mizeh loshon nimshach shgogol leizeh anoshin. It's a mistake that came to some people. She mekaplin chelik echad mehatalis mo'id. They fold over one of the sections of a talis a lot. Achinaser dak. It becomes very thin in that section. I'll show you a picture in a minute. Ve'mechasek klal rakat sar. They're only covering the neck. This is not, by the way, what we're discussing here is not the way they wear a talis by a conservative synagogue. That's not what we're discussing. That's when they take the talis and wear like a scarf. You'll see why that we're not discussing that. We're not discussing that now. The kavanosim shi'yeh shnei tzitzis la'achareyim mamish al kisveyim. Their intention is to have two tzitzis over the shoulders on their back, going backwards. That's not what they do. They have everything like a scarf in the front. Right? So that's what we're not discussing then. This is what we're discussing. Where the person folded up the talis, and it's the whole talis is folded over his neck. You should have that picture by you. They have some of these pictures by you over here. And they have the tzitzis going down right over his shoulders. Now, what does he want to accomplish by that? Because then you have two in the front, two in the back. Literally, in the back, on the back. Right? So he says that's incorrect. That is incorrect. That's not the way you wear a talus. So he says, "Ein zim in the mufchor. Dim kein, ein kan kisei aguf, ela kisei roish." Because if that's the case, you don't have a kisei aguf. You only have a kisei roish. You only have a covering for your head. And it has to be ashet chasaba, has to be covering your body. V'yoyseh toiv k'minek ha'torgimim shehayad mafsekes b'chatzi etalas b'oifin shemishnei atzdodin ye'echad miatzitzis lefonov v'chelak la'acharav. Better to wear it like when you have, the way we do it today, two in the front, two in the back, with your arms separating in the middle. This is the regular, if you want to visualize the way we wear talis and shul. Oh, yeah. Okay, two in the front, two in the back. So he says, this is that to finish off the Sivkotan, Shayad Masekas Bechatzi Talis, Boifin Shemishnei at Stodin, Yeechem Yetzitis Lafonov, Echelak Lacharov in the part to the back, that Stodin Lafonov, Lacharov Nami Mikri, Lafonov Lacharov Lachain Dai Besekayat. So your arm is separating from the front to the back. Now that's what I said earlier. If you ask the Darki Moshe, it should be symmetrical, right? So if it be symmetrical, we're not wearing it symmetrically. Now, later on, it doesn't answer our question, but later on, the Mishnah is going to tell us an Eitzah to take your talis, the back two, the tzitzis, the back two, and wrap them into your belt. Wrap them into your belt, as we discussed yesterday. And the reason for that is because this way, it doesn't fall on the floor.
That's fantastic.
Especially, yeah, sometimes a person, he has the I told you, he has the swimming talus. He's always picking up to the right and then going to the left. As soon as he goes to the left, it falls down to the right. Ever since I was a little boy, I never understood why people doing the whole davening. They go swimming to the right. It's like the rowing machines, you know? I don't understand. You know? It's nice. That's what it is.
Yeah, it looks like you're right.
So they're falling, and they never. It's always falling down. Pick it up and tie it into your belt. As we discussed, I've been six asas. Okay, Rabbi Yisrael will pick up Yitzchem tomorrow from a new simin. Simin Aleph will be starting to discuss the dine chuti etzitzis, the strings of the tzitzis. Have a wonderful day.